Blog Talk Radio.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head done so you could just sit down and just sit there.
Hey, we're trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday, and I've got my co-hosts online, Medusa and Dre. What's up, good people?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Ooh, that was a dry what's happening.
Mm-mm, honey, he up under the bottle. That's what that sounds like.
Oh, Lord. Okay. You all right over there?
Oh, okay. Dear
Lord.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right.
What? I just
had
Medusa, baby.
Hi, boo. How you going, baby?
Where the accent from? I'm from. But, okay, so. We are the code, and we're going to be hanging out. So we are the code, and we're going to be hanging out with you tonight. Tonight's intro is brought to you by Bruno Mars. Put a perm on your attitude. Baby, got to relax. Mm-hmm. It's all perm. That's my jam. And so tonight, we're talking about the things that we're going to tolerate and not going to tolerate in life or relationships, however you want to jazz it up. So that's what we're going to get down and dirty with tonight on The Code. First up, before we start the show, we have a disclaimer that we like to put out there. We drink, we cuss, we say bad things and inappropriate things all the time. Yeah, that's what we do. So if it's not your cup of tea, it's okay. We drink Hennessy anyway. And also, I would like to thank the guys over at the Starting Five for having me hang out with them this week on Wednesday. I had a blast. I'm glad you guys had me over. I'll see you again sometime soon because I really did enjoy myself. So thank you to the mayor and to JP for just letting the light-skinned girl hang out. So, y'all know I can act light skin sometimes. I wasn't even petty over there. I actually had a good time. We talked sports and stuff. Oh, yeah, and yes, I do talk sports, as bougie as the world may think I am. Oh, my gosh, wait a minute. I got to change. Why is this? Oh, my goodness. So we may. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did that. So. What?
Okay. So I scheduled the show for only a certain amount of minutes. So I don't know how I managed to do that, and I'm trying to figure out how I can fix it, but I'm trying to just see. So just give me 1 second, see if it'll let me change it. But we're here till our normal time anyway, till 12 o'clock, even though the system may say some old mess saying we're done in 20 minutes. But y'all, that's my fault. I guess I wasn't paying attention when I was doing earlier this week. But, this, hey, we had those days. Literally. That's what that means. If Taylor calls in late, she ain't gonna be able to get in.
Mm.
Sorry, Taylor. It's not letting me change it. It's not letting me change it. So it's okay.
Can we buy
right,
you?
It's all right.
Dre.
Right now.
Your own time, folks.
Jesus. Oh, so I can't change it. It's not letting me. It's not letting me do it at all. Okay.
So
no, we're going to stay on this phone for, we're going to be on the show for the amount of time that we're supposed to be. No, you ain't getting off early. What?
I think he wants to get out early.
Yeah, you tried it. But yeah, for partner. Matter of fact, let me see what this will let me do. I think it'll let me schedule something else. So let me see. But okay, so while I am over here finagling the studio and whatnot, let's talk about those things that you should already have a list that you have prepared for this evening. And so what you shall do is tell us what y'all list consists of while I do this right here.
I think Dre should go first.
Dre?
Why?
Go first.
Go first, Dre.
Because sometimes we don't let you go first, so we don't let you go first tonight.
Do I got to do all five, or are we going to do all five or one at a time?
Oh, Lord.
We can do them one at a time, because I don't know how long it's going to take me. One at a time. Okay. Do one at a time. Go, Dre.
Well, my first one, I can't tolerate at all. I mean, I will try it, but I can't deal with it. And that is, I don't like women to smoke. I can't stand a woman to smoke. It irks my nerves because I'm a kisser, and I don't feel like kissing an ashtray all day.
That's a very valid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause and you know the funny part is, women that smoke, they love to kiss. Like, why? Why would you want to kiss all up on me and it's like kiss on the ashtray? It's like disgusting.
Maybe they don't know that their breath smells like Newports.
They know
because that taste stays in their mouth.
They gotta know. When you smoke it, you gotta know. Because you gotta, like, you know how, like, everybody got that taste in their mouth. Like, you got a bad taste in your mouth, you know what I'm saying? You're like, ugh, I gotta get rid of that, or whatever. It might taste funny. So I can imagine that you smoke 4 cigarettes and you just walking around just chilling. Ain't eat no gum or nothing.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Okay, so that's your first. So that's your first one.
Yep, that's my first one.
Okay. So I got to go next.
Because I'm working over here. I'm trying to get this shit open with this.
I cannot tolerate, oh my God, body odor. Like, I'm talking about just that lingering funk. Like, you know your
Jesus
ass. If I can smell your ass, then you can smell your ass. Don't walk up in my vicinity in my personal space smelling like hot ass on a 120 degree Arizona day and corn chips. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know you funky. You know it. You can smell that shit. It's on your body. Like, your nose is attached to your face, which your head is attached to your neck and is attached to your body. So, therefore, you smell that shit before I do. Don't let me smell your ass. That's number one for me. Ain't nothing. That's, you can't come back from that shit. Like, don't burn my nose hairs. I ain't nobody got time for that. No bueno.
I'm about to go over here and knock on my neighbor's door. Got my whole house smelling like this. It's retarded.
Wash your ass. And it's okay. Like, I understand that, you know, sometimes you have those moments where you running around, you doing stuff, blah, 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 blah. You sweating, it's hot. You know what I mean? But you know, you don't come trying to be all up on me and you stink. No.
You ain't got no funky monkey, do you? You just funky?
You know how somebody just know, like, if you've been sweating, you know you've been sweating. Like, you know this. Like, you know that
he's out here in the street.
Like I said, just hot ass. Like, the smell of hot ass is just, it's, you know hot ass when you smell it. It's like death. Like, everybody knows death when they see it. When they smell that shit. So you know hot ass and you smell hot ass. It's just, that's just a smell. Like, you know you smell like ass. And don't nobody got time for that. Like, go wash that shit. Like, fix it. Fix it, please. Like, and don't try to cologne it up or perfume it up or Febreze it up. Like, don't come in my personal space smelling like
this
that.
This nigga said Febreze.
Febreze. Don't try to do that. Because people will try to cover up their ass smell. Like, I understand that if you had a rough night the night before and you was out partying and you take a whole bath, at least hit the spots that count. Like, if you can't get in the shower, you don't have enough time, you wake up 15 minutes before you got to be to work, well, take a whole bath. Wash the spots that count. Wash your ass.
She said, take a whole bath.
A whole bath. Hit the spots that count. The spots that
hit
count.
Hit the hot spots.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I get it. And you know what? You know what? Sometimes you need to not just opt to take a whole bath. You need to take a whole ass bath.
No, I'm saying situations where people, like, wake up late or something's going on and they got to run out the house or some shit, something happens, and they on their final warning from work, and you know you got some coworkers. They on their final warning from work, and they can't be late. Because they done been late too many times, and they just can't go to work. Like, they got to hurry up and get there. They know they woke up real late, and but they opt to just put their clothes on and just walk out the house anyway. Like, run out the house. No, just take 2.5 seconds, 5 seconds, and just take a whole bath and hit them shit. Do something. Just don't try to cover that funk up, because you cannot cover up funk with fragrance. It does not work. You will fail every time. Wash your ass. Wash it. Wash.
And that is the, you know what? That is the hashtag for the one of them. Wash your
ass. And you should put funk. Fragrance does not cover up funk. And that means baby wipes.
Oh, wait a minute. That means bath and body wash does not cover up
funk.
Funk.
Booty.
Not funk.
Funk. Booty. Just. No. Fix it. Don't come up in my space trying to be up in my space talking to me about something. I don't give a fuck what you did last night and who you did it with and how you did it, but if you smell like hot ass and garbage, get the fuck away from me. Fix it.
Not to the point where you want to throw up. You ever be around somebody
girl,
and you want to throw up because they smell like they smell like all things but dust?
Girl. smell like a pissing mattress in a hot ass hallway in New York City. I can't deal with these people.
If you could see my face and how turned up my nose is.
Mine too. Cause I'm just saying, y'all. Cause I done been in a pissing hallway in New York. Good God.
Don't nobody got time for that. Like, fix it. Like, I mean, and I understand we all have those moments where things just happen, but wash your ass. Wash it. It takes 2.5 seconds to scrub some Dove up under them underarms and up under that tooch and that ass. Do it. And men are notorious for trying to walk around with a dick swing, excuse my language, and they've been, you smell like hot ass balls and sweat. I don't want to smell that dick. Nobody can deal with that. Like, fix it. Do something about it. You can baby wipe all day long. You can Febreze. You can Clorox wipe that bullshit. But that funk is not going to go nowhere.
Oh, Lord, you can't use Clorox, baby. What you doing, baby? Oh,
I'm just saying,
baby.
Some people think they
you're trying to burn the funk off somebody.
Somebody
must run to take a pack of skin off.
I'm going to start braiding, baby.
You know, have you ever been around somebody they stink so bad you just want to spray them with Lysol? You just want to spray them because they just stink.
Oh,
like,
I ain't never been nobody around that
funky. I'm just saying, like, and I'm not saying in my, I'm not saying, like,
that.
Dating a person.
I did that at work. This African dude came in one day, and he had the whole break room funky, and I did a post about it. I made a post on Facebook about it, and he walked by me. To get to the refrigerator, and I kept smelling. I could not take it no more. And then he was heating up this fish he had, because you know Africans.
Oh my God!
They used to eat the raw fish with the eyes and stuff to the tattoo, and all they got to do is heat up. Oh my God! When he walked by, we had this can of Afros in there. The maintenance man being in there all the time, and because he knew the Africans always damn cook some nasty ass shit. Man, I grabbed it and I blasted his ass with it, and everybody thought I was so wrong for doing that. No.
Okay. Ain't nobody got
well, okay, y'all. Oh, I hate to stop us in the middle of this because this get good early, and even with our technical issue, so it'll be back up. Our system will be back up at 11 o'clock. So what we going to do is we're going to – thank you. I can't believe I did that. Oh, my God. What was I doing? I think I was having a bad day that day.
We're going to pause this
instead of bring it back up and – at 11 o'clock, because I can only do a 30-minute increment, but the system is going to bring it back up at 11 o'clock, and we're going to continue this. I apologize to our listeners who are trying to listen through the phone system, because it did actually stop on them. Thank you to the mayor for letting me know that it did stop. But we're going to stop this for right now, and then we're going to jump right back into this when this system ends. So in 10 minutes, y'all ain't even got to get off the phone line. What we're going to do is just going to stop this and then just wait for it to come back in, okay?
No, okay.
So I'm just going to end this part, so just give me 1 second.
I'm going to put my